This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 17 minutes past 7 and you're on Joy Breakfast this Thursday morning. And sure, we may be located at the Victorian Pride Centre here in St Kilda in Melbourne, but that doesn't mean we don't like to spread our wings and find out what's going on all around Australia for our LGBTIQA plus communities. And we are joined now on the line by Chris Stevens-Todd to let us know all the happenings for our communities in regional Victoria. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, the chill has absolutely set in here at the Pride Centre. How are things in Shepparton temperature-wise?
It's quite chilly. It's 9 degrees at the moment, so I'm not sure what it is in Melbourne, but it's definitely heated on as soon as I wake up.
It gives us a little bit of a different way to gear things up when we're thinking about Pride celebrations now, because we've had the summer season. Everyone can be in their little crop tops and shorts, but now as the weather shifts, we still want to celebrate and elevate ourselves, but we've got to make sure we're doing it in a bit of a warmer way. So let's kick off with what's going on in the next week or so. Kicking off with Castlemaine Pride, we had them on the show letting us know what's happening. I believe there is a big event kicking off this weekend.
There is. I'm heading down to Castlemaine this Saturday for the Pride picnic. There's live entertainment featuring Freddie Mercury and Polly Filler and the Castlemaine Pride Choir, and there's just going to be so much.
I've seen the choir perform at Chill Out before. They are such a joy to hear. Listen, having them all together just singing up a storm is so much fun. And now this is one of two big events over two different weekends that are happening. I'll be there the weekend, next weekend with Q+. But there's so much going on as a part of Castlemaine Pride. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is, and it's from, starts this Friday the 19th, and it will run right through to Sunday the 28th of April with about multiple events over the 10 days celebrating community.
So this is a picnic in the park. I reckon people could bring their pets. There's going to be food stalls, and it's just going to be a whole heap of fun.
Yes, and there's a dog show. So if you bring your dog, make sure you enter them into the dog show.
I always love the dog shows. They're so much fun. You never quite know what you're going to get. That's happening this Saturday in Castlemaine at the Botanical Gardens, and Geelong is getting its queer film on.
It is. So the same time, the 18th to the 28th of April, Geelong Film Festival is having its screening of films, and opening night is tonight. The 18th of April at 7 p.m. at Village Cinemas Geelong. So go along to the Rainbow Shorts.
I've got to admit, I love how much everyone gets glammed up when they go to an opening night of a queer film festival. No matter where you are, everyone puts in a bit of effort.
They do, and film festivals are one of my favourite things to go to. They've popped up everywhere, and I'm so glad because, you know, our queer films, you know, they don't get the mainstream love, and for having these events where they can showcase so many of them over a week or so is just amazing.
Yeah, I think the great thing about them as well is we see shorts and stories that we may not get to see that just reflect our communities. And being in a regional area, being able to have queer film festivals in regional spaces is pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's cheap and really affordable. It's $12.50 for adults, and concession is $9.90. So much cheaper than your normal movie price, about $20-odd. So
maybe I need to do a drive to Geelong. Much more easier. Yeah. Now, our next event is happening in Rushworth. Where is Rushworth? I've never heard of it before.
Rushworth is it's about 40 minutes away from Shepparton, and
that's probably why I've never heard of it.
Small town, yeah, and it's a very small town on the very edge of the Shire of Campaspe, actually, so which captures Echuca and all them areas over that way. And David Pride are going for a trip over to Rushworth, and they're going to have brunch at a local cafe at 11 a.m. before going on a gentle bushwalk at 12. Led by one of our GV Pride members, and this experience will immerse you in the beautiful box Ironbark Forest. Ooh. And the unique plants and animals. So wear closed toe shoes, boots, long pants to protect your legs because there's some prickly plants that you'll come across.
Now, this is happening next Sunday on the 28th of April, and you can book your tickets and join in that. It's a great thing to do, go for a bit of a bushwalk. When you're thinking sensible clothes, though, like, you know how much I like layers and sometimes like to wear a tank top. What do you reckon is going to be good to dress for that?
So that it's, you know, you probably your jeans, your flannel, and just any closed shoes and a hat.
Always be prepared. Well, the day before, on Saturday, the 27th of April, at Chukamauma Pride are cooking up something fun.
They are. They're moving their monthly brunch to the Saturday the 27th, and it's a little barbecue to help celebrate Anzac Day as well. It's that sort of long weekend because Fusion's closed as well, being a public holiday on a normal Thursday. So they thought, let's have a free barbecue for everybody, and you can bring stuff if you wish to, but if you're not, come along and enjoy and have some fun. And it's at the Echuca East Recreation Reserve, which is a beautiful spot that the Shire has recently done up. And there's a big park if you've got kids, and there's a dog open park as well. So go along and have some fun.
Oh, there's so much accessibility for everyone to be able to come to these events. I love that thought goes into place in regional spaces. Well, pardon me, that's everything that's happening for our communities in regional Victoria. We're going to put all the details together into the podcast for this so you can get links to the events and follow them through if you're in the area or going down, because we do have a holiday, or up, I never know where we are in Melbourne, and going and checking them out. We do have a public holiday next week, and you can actually celebrate and elevate our communities in regional Victoria in a beautiful way. Now, Chris, before I let you go, I'm putting the call out to everybody here. I am not handling the change in weather. We're in autumn right now. We're not even in winter. And I have hardwood floors. I have a Constantina wall. So keeping cool, keeping the temperature in is difficult when it drops. And I just need some tips on how to keep myself warm. Now, you live in Shepparton, so the temperature drops earlier and lower for you. What do you reckon I should do to keep myself warm?
Well, I'm a blanket person, so I have a huge blanket that could probably fit, you know, 20 people under as it spread out, and I just immerse myself in that by myself.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't allow Fletcher and Jamie into that blanket, do you?
No, it hasn't come out yet. It's in the linen cupboard, but it's close to making an appearance.
It is. I know. It was so warm a week ago, and it's just flipped these last couple of days. So more blankets under and around the couch. Good way to go. Thank you for joining us, Chris, and letting us know what's happening for our communities all around Victoria. And we'll catch you again in a couple of weeks for another fabulous regional roundup.
See you.
It is 25 minutes past 7, and you're on Joy Breakfast.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.